Ready, Boutros? Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show's Bob.
Hey, everyone, this is Miles. Welcome to Tiny Town.
Tiny Town? Is that what your wife says?
That's right.
I got a one-way ticket to Tiny Town.
I can hear her saying that, although she says it more like Rosie Perez.
Yeah, my wife sounds just like Rosie Perez. That's the
I know, part. It's amazing. I got a one-way ticket to Tiny Town.
I know.
Yeah, that's cool.
I've always wanted a Puerto Rican wife.
Yeah. She's just dying to meet ya.
Yeah.
So, right off the bat, you have to listen to this. We got a phone call last week.
Oh, Christ.
Hey, it's Baker again. Walking my dog. It's been 24 hours since my last message. I want to apologize about the crack.
Oh, wait, there's two. I gotta find the first one. Hold on, I gotta find the first one now. I'm playing the second one. Well, you can see we're totally prepared tonight, so.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah.
Totally prepared. Okay, here we are. This is the first one, sorry. Sorry, I'm sorry. Paging Mr. Herman. Paging Mr. Pee Wee Herman. Here we go.
Hey, Miles, this is Baker. I'm walking the dog, but I couldn't wait to call. It's really important. Yeah, you can't go to those games, man. You shouldn't go. Like, high school football is maybe acceptable. Maybe, just barely. Otherwise, it's weird. Not even because you're weird, which you are weird, but I mean, like weird, like people crazy weird. Like, that's just how it's kind of perceived, man. It's like, what's that dude doing there? Don't be that dude that people are saying, what's that dude doing there? It's that guy. What's he doing? Don't be that guy. I know you're harmless. I mean, unless you sit on somebody, but otherwise, I think you're pretty harmless. But don't be that guy. It's just the world we live in, bro.
Static. That was number one phone call.
Was that Baker, did I hear?
Yeah, it was Baker. Here, hold on. We got another one. Don't get too hurry.
Baker again. Watching my dog. It's been 24 hours since my last message. I want to apologize about the crack, about, no pun intended, about Miles sitting on someone and harming them. I have some empathy for him. I'm thinking, you know, part of this deal with Miles is he identified with those activities with this kid being in school. Now that's kind of over. So, you know, trying to figure out where to attach. What's his identity now? And, you know, it's a real thing. It's a real human thing. And I feel for him. And I just want to say I love you, Miles. You're all right, Bob.
I'm all right.
I wasn't able to catch the whole thing there. I think I got the gist of the second one. The first one I heard pretty well.
Yeah.
He's not, like, masturbating as he's saying this.
I don't think
it seems like he's, like, really out of breath and concentrating hard and saying my name a lot. And that's.
Yeah, no, I think that, no, he's not.
There's no way that Scott L. Baker from Massachusetts is pleasuring himself to me.
No, I don't think so.
So the first way he says it's creepy, right?
Right. Then, first way is creepy, yeah.
Then the second thing he says that it's okay.
He apologized and said you're just trying to find yourself, and he was he was all, you know, I don't know what you'd call it.
It's kind of like that Neil Diamond song, I Am, I Said, I guess, you know.
Okay.
I am, I see.
It could be. I don't know. about that, but
you know what the...
But yeah, so two phone calls from Baker, like 24 hours apart.
Yeah. No, thank you.
One,
Baker.
He was making a crack about your weight, and then the next one, he was apologizing. And
hey, I'm disgusted with it too. I just saw pictures of me over the weekend. I'm like, holy crap! It's freaking Christmas.
I know. I know what you mean.
I look like that guy from Walking Dead that you like. That I say I look like. Like if that guy got stung by a bee.
That's like. No, you look like what's his name? Vince Pruitt.
Otis.
Vince Pruitt Taylor Vince.
Yeah, Otis.
Which, by the way, Pruitt Taylor Vince, one of the best actors, honestly.
Yeah.
Let's just be, you know, he is a very good actor.
Right.
Unless that's just exactly the way he is.
Right, right.
If not, it doesn't matter because his character is always good, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Pruitt Taylor Vince, so.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Scott Baker. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, well, no, I just, I unsolicited. I did not write him or, you know, ask for anybody to, you know, agree with me in any way, even though he did kind of back off of it, but, you know.
No, it's, you can disagree with me. I don't care. It's not, I'm glad. I don't want everyone kissing my ass and saying it's funny. And,
well, I have a feeling you do want everybody kissing your ass.
No, no, I don't. I want a little feedback. I want to say, hey, you know, you're right, or no, you're not. I'm okay with the feedback. If it's an honest feedback, and
so, yeah, I don't know that, well, he kind of pulled back on it, although he didn't, you know, he pulled back more on the fat joke than he did on the others, so.
He did not pull out all the way, then.
He did not pull out all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That's,
you know.
No. Thank you, Baker. No, thank you. I'm just joking, man. Thank you for calling in. You're going
inappropriate. Inappropriate.
Inappropriate. I'm sorry. Sorry.
So, yeah. No, no. It was, but I'm like, hey, look at that. I'm not so weird, am I?
Yeah. Yeah. That's fun. Yeah, actually, I've asked a lot of people over the last week, and I think it's like 100 people miles and maybe one Bob. So
no, you don't even know 100 people.
Yeah,
for Christ's
my brother-in-law says he stops by and looks, watches like little league games sometimes.
Yeah, well, you know he's a perv, so.
Oh.
Isn't he the guy that likes the Packers and everything?
Oh, motherfucker. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck.
What happened?
Fucking cat just, like, totally did, like, a mosh pit on me here. Oh, fuck.
Well, you need to quit sticking your finger in their butthole.
Oh, my God, here comes back. He's coming back again. Get out of here. Don't hurt me. Ow.
If you quit playing with their asshole, they wouldn't do that.
I know. Yeah, I like to. Yeah, come here, little son. Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, isn't your brother-in-law, isn't he the guy who likes the Packers and all that?
Yes, he's into that stuff, yes.
Yeah, well, there you go. Case closed.
Yeah, so. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Oh, so.
Apparently, you know a lot of perverts, so.
I don't deny that. I do not deny that. I'm actually hanging out with this weekend, but yeah, it's funny.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you this week? Anything?
Well, I've been.
Are you getting any more baseball games or softball?
No,
games?
No. I've been waiting to tell this here for several days.
Oh, okay.
This is more actually a story for like your father-in-law instead of you, I think.
Okay. Well, I'll try to be, you know.
I think he would appreciate the story more than you, and because you're going to be like, yes, humorous.
Yes, well, lovely.
Okay, so real quickly, here's the setup. It's a graduation party. It's outside. It's for
Wait a minute. Is this one that you were at?
Yes. This just happened over the weekend.
Yeah. The party is in adults and teenagers, or just teenagers and you showed up because it's like a softball game, or?
Well, I'm getting to that. It's actually at a pool at an RV park.
Nothing says congratulations in getting your high school diploma like a party at an RV park in a pool.
We're very proud of you, son.
Now, if you could just go on and get your dentistry degree, we'd all get our teeth fixed.
Oh, that's great. Did I mention that my great nephew, it was his party too, I guess.
Oh, really? Okay.
So I guess his mom's saying the same thing. I don't know.
It could be. I don't know. It just
okay.
sounds a little weird there, but okay.
I'm trying to, I'm getting to that. Okay, so.
This is a natural pool. It's got a beach on one end. It's all a dandruff from everybody who's been using it.
Yeah, this is not a cement pond. This is like one that's been dug out, man.
Oh, you mean they just have like a hole in the ground?
Yeah, well, I mean, it, you know, holds green water, but yeah, it's, yeah, you know.
Is there any kind of concrete or?
No, no, it's all dug.
Oh, it's just a pond.
Well, no, it's a pool, but, you know, it's got like a rope in it and stuff.
Does it have, you know, like plants in it?
No, no, it's just, it is a real pool, but I'm just saying it's not like a cement pool. It's just like it's been dug out, you know.
Then that's not. Is it got any kind of liner or?
It holds water, so it must. It must have something.
Can you see it, or does it look like dirt?
It was not clear water. No. I don't think about it. No.
Yeah, this used to be a meat packing factory, and this is where they walked the cows through to clean them off before they took them into slaughter. But we made a pool out of it.
We've got to post that picture of that truck that was hauling the pig blood, too, by the way. I'm just yelling at my wife.
So,
okay, so.
You wouldn't believe how much manure we took out of here, but there's still a little bit left.
It's like 90 degrees out, and we're like in a covered area.
Yeah. You're looking just like Marlon Brando in the Isle of Dr. Moreau.
I'm sitting there with the sheet around me.
You got the ice bucket on your head or whatever, yeah.
Get the sauce now, crawling across the tree.
With my little manservant, I need more ice cream.
Yeah. Okay, so we're eating CB's free pizza, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, our biggest fan gave us a big coupon, and so we used his coupon. Thank you, CB.
Oh, that's very nice.
Thank you, sir. You are a gentleman. Thank you. We used it. We bought 7 pizzas.
How was that pizza? Because I heard it is fantastic.
It is awesome. Awesome.
Wow. Even the frozen one that comes to your house?
We picked them up.
Oh, you picked them? Oh, because you were up north.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was even fresh. Fantastic.
Yes. Yes.
Cool. All right.
Okay, so you get the setup, right?
I got it, yeah. We got good pizza. And a hole with water in it, and a lot of drunk teenagers.
Yeah, well, there's not that many teenagers, but it's mostly my relatives.
Apparently enough to hold your interest.
It's pretty much like 30 of my blood relatives are there, basically.
Again, enough to hold your interest.
I know. So, yes, thank you. So, so it's going on, and so I can tell my son is very bored because there's like no kids there hardly, and also, my dad was there, and so it was around Father's Day, and my sister starts.
I gotta sneeze. Hold on. You can keep talking, but I'm gonna sneeze.
Go ahead. So, okay. So my sister,
that was a good sneeze.
Thank you. So, my dad's getting all these gifts for Father's Day. You know,
thank you. Miles, what'd you bring me? Pizza, you son of a bitch.
Well, I'm getting to that. Okay. So, he's been showered with all these gifts. Your new hat, new shirt.
A hat. What does this hat say? Boob Inspector, of course.
Well, you're getting close. You're getting close to the answer. So, about this time, he's finished
up. Beaver Watcher? Of course I am a Beaver Watcher. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
He gets done opening his gifts, and right about then, this family comes in.
Yeah.
And it's Dad. You know, swim trunks, about my age, I'd say, maybe younger.
Oh, jeez, okay.
Various kids of various ages, I'd say probably from 12 on down, right?
Yeah.
And I guess would be the mother of these children, I don't know. But she walks by my dad, and she is wearing a two-piece.
Okay.
And she is not too bad looking either. I'm like, holy cow. town.
Yeah.
So my dad sees her right as she's walking by. Literally, he goes, "Oh, is that another one of my presents?"
That's your dad.
she kind of looks back and smiles.
Excuse me, young lady. Did you see the hat? Did you see it?
Boob inspector.
It's like boob inspector. I gotta inspect these boobs.
FBI, female body inspector.
That's right. I've got to check you for lumps. And you can check me for lumps. I know I've got one forming.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, she's got, like, quite a bit of ink, which looks nice, I'll be honest.
Oh, okay. This is a God-bless tattooed women. Okay, got it.
But the dude also has, like, a lot of ink, too. Like, possibly, like, I don't know if it's prison ink or what. But he had, like, gotcha. He had kind of, like, a shaved head, so we're like... Is this guy got a sense of humor, I hope, or is he going to want to whip an 84-year-old man's ass, or what, yeah. You know, I was like, we didn't know, you know, I was like,
oh. Sure.
You know, so, it got a little tense there for a few minutes, right?
Yeah.
So, now the party goes on, we're all kind of laughing about it. Next thing I know, this lady shows up again.
The tattooed lady?
Tattooed lady shows up again, and she wants to buy a soda or something up at the snack bar, and so she kind of like walks right to the party with her nice two-piece on, and got the hair and the makeup going, you know, so she's not gonna get wet, you know.
You keep saying you got something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so like every 10 minutes, she's finding an excuse to come back into the party.
Well, she's enjoying the accolades, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can I buy a napkin? You think I can buy a napkin? Hell yeah.
There's nothing like getting irate by an 84-year-old man with a new hat.
What do you mean? It wasn't just him. It was
I know, but that was he was the pinnacle, you know what I'm saying?
I think even the women wanted a bat for the other team.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Mm. I believe in miracles, man. Holy cow. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. So, yeah. So
I guess Desiree wasn't there.
No, yeah, she blows up Desiree's doors,
saying, though, Desiree could not stand that. She'd have to, you know, she'd probably just strip down and walk around or something.
She wouldn't have no problem doing that, but...
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, this woman just, you know, you're having a party, family party, and someone with, like, a nice bikini shows up. You know, can I borrow this? And about the fifth or sixth time, my sister's like, hey, you know what? Go over to the graduate over there. Put your arm around him or something, or, you know.
Oh, to the bikini lady?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like immediately for it, like, hell yeah. You know?
I work for tips.
Yeah. I would not be surprised if she was in some kind of entertainment industry. I'm going to be honest.
Your dad's like, I got a tip for you.
World's best grandpa, right here.
That's right.
And so, if you know my son, he is super private, very shy. He does not,
Yeah.
And he's sitting by himself because he's just, you know, he doesn't really get into all this group crap. And this lady, like, just, like, crouches down by him.
Oh, she crouches.
And, I thought she would just, you know, say hi or something. My God, she talked to this kid for, like, 15 minutes straight. Right?
Yeah, I hear you.
We're all like, what the hell is she talking to him about? I mean, it's just going on and on and on and on.
She didn't have, her ass up in the air or something while she was doing this.
No, I wish she did, but no, she didn't.
Okay.
She's going into some big, long thing. I'm like, okay, my son's, like, shooting us all dirty looks, like, I'm going to kill you. You are stupid. Who did this? You know, like, you can just read his mind, like, right.
And meanwhile, you're just thinking, I wish somebody would have done this for my graduation.
Oh, graduation,
My bar mitzvah, my...
Whatever, yeah, I don't care what party. I was joking around, like, hey, Dad, isn't it your birthday, too? You know, I was trying to throw in some shit. Like,
yeah.
Hey, cousin so-and-so, isn't it your retirement party, too? Didn't you retire after, dancing, you know, pole dancing going on.
Oh, my God. So what did she talk to him about?
Well, here's the thing. So she leaves, and we're like, well, what's going on? Well, he's like, well, she's 34 years old.
Yeah.
We're like, okay. And she has a 16-year-old son.
Right.
We're like, okay, doing the math. Like, okay, all right. And she goes, yeah. She goes, yeah, I come here a lot with my son and his friends. And if you ever want to come over, I like to party with these guys. So, you know.
Uh-huh.
If you're, you know, just want to, you know, hang out with me, you know, it's cool.
Okay.
So I run over. I'm like, me next.
That took 15 minutes? Holy moly.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, I'm not kidding. She's like having some heart-to-heart with my son over there. I'm like, what?
That's interesting. Did she say she like five-finger death punch or anything?
I don't know what the hell she was talking about. I don't know. I was like, what the hell is she talking about?
I'm all curious over here.
At all, you know. Bukkake? I don't know what she's talking about.
You turn into Tony Danza. Oh, Angela, what are you talking about?
Like, it was like Santa Claus. Like, all these guys are lining up to talk to her. Like, hey, you know.
She's like, your dad looks like Danny Pintaro from Who's the Boss? The gay
your
one.
Dad looks like that guy from The Walking Dead, Otis.
Yeah, that's right. With hair. Like, he's got a bad toupee on.
Grandpa looks like Mel Brooks.
Yeah, your dad does look like Mel Brooks, kind of.
He does. My dad actually does look like Mel Brooks.
That's why I do the 10,000-year-old man voice every time.
But, oh, my God, it was just, it was so surreal. It was so funny, because I'm, you know. Yeah, awkward. Yeah, my wife says awkward. I didn't really, well, yes, it was.
Your dad's like, come over here. I shaved my pubes just for today.
Oh, my God, my sister and I could not quit laughing. I'm like, oh, my God, is this really happening? Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, invite a girl over, next thing you know, yeah.
She's giving a little pep talk, huh?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's interesting.
I don't know. I wish I could have heard more of that conversation. I didn't know where that was going.
Yeah.
To hang out with young kids, that's young boys. That's,
yeah, apparently. Apparently. How interesting. Did you get a name at all, or?
You know, I don't think we got a name, I don't think, but I don't know. I'd have to ask my son. He really has not. My wife is texting him right now. We'll see. But
okay.
I'm thinking either Starlight or Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
I'm hoping it's something like that. I can only hope. I mean, she's got the tramp stamp going. She's got...
there you go.
Yeah, I'm not saying she was, you know, Christy Brinkley or anything. You know, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know.
Well, I hope to God she's not Christy Brinkley. She's like 64.
She kind of had, you know, like her hair up in a bun. She wasn't Megan Fox, you know what I'm saying? Or, I don't know, throwing a name, you know, a Kristen Stewart.
Okay.
Super pop like that, you know, like Kristen Stewart. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, she was all, like, a lot of makeup and her hair kind of up, you know, and stuff like that. And,
well, apparently she caught your interest, so.
Not just me. I can guarantee that. She was turning some heads.
You didn't walk over and say, do you like to watch high school softball on the weekends or anything? And
I said, my name is CB and I'm from the suburbs.
You said, oh, look at this pizza I brought. Would you like a slice?
I am Lou Malnati's.
Yeah, I'm Lou Malnati's nephew.
Would you like to try some of my sausage?
That's too funny.
I think, like I said, I think if your father-in-law was there, I don't even know what would have happened.
Well, did she have red hair?
No, she didn't. More brown.
He's got a total, you know, redhead
complex. Right, I know he's got a whole Charlie Brown thing going for redhead.
Yeah,
you know?
He's all over that. He tats every redhead up, I think, so.
Oh, he didn't know? Or my son doesn't know what her name was. I'm sure she introduced herself as, like, Skylight or whatever her name was. Like, Bright, whatever her name was. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't talk. She seemed very nice, I guess. She was asking for a napkin and whatever she was asking for. And
sure.
She wanted a pen and paper at one point. I don't know what that was for.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she got inspiration.
I don't know. If she was giving out her number, I didn't get it.
You didn't get it, huh?
I kind of took a picture of her from a distance.
Oh, there you go. I figured.
Oh, my wife sent me a closer picture.
Oh, look at that.
Well, let me see what this looks like.
Enabler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be back to the show here in a minute.
Hold yeah, on. Okay.
Oh, I got it already. Let's blow it up here a little bit. Yeah, I'll have to get this.
You got to pinch. You got to zoom. You got to unpinch, you know.
Yeah, I am trying to unpinch it once. Yeah,
you're pinching it and unpinching it all at the same time.
Yes, you can see the green pool. It is a green pool. Oh, there she is. Okay.
Oh, there she is.
Got like an arm sleeve going, and
yeah, well, there you go.
Oh yeah, she had little wing, little angel wings on her shoulders and stuff. Oh,
okay, wow, go figure.
It was very nice. It was a very nice surprise for the party. I'll be honest with you.
Nobody else at the party other than relatives, and then these people show up.
Yes. Well, there was maybe a couple people, friends, you know, some weirdo I used to work with. He showed up, and he was about as obnoxious as I am, even more.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
He actually went up and talked to the girl's husband, and I don't know what they were talking about. But
You got a hot wife.
Yeah, I don't know what he was trying to arrange there, but I like, hey, man.
You got any pictures? Want to trade pictures?
Did his wife swap it or anything?
I got these over at the softball game at the high school.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'll send you this picture.
All right, send me the picture.
Yeah,
are you doing now or no?
I don't know if I have that ability right now.
Okay, I'll have to wait. All right.
Just email it to him.
Whatever, don't matter.
Yeah, whatevers. Whatevs.
Whatevs.
Yeah, so that was our excitement for the party. So, yeah, if you want to liven up a really lame party, man, just send in, you know, a young lady in a bikini.
Yeah, apparently.
No, it wasn't a lame party. I shouldn't say that. It was just, you know.
We had some good pizza, so.
Yeah, good pizza and stiff nips, basically.
Oh, jeez. There's a cool breeze coming through here, isn't there? Ooh.
Oh, boy. Like a pup tent.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. I'm happy for you. And I'm happy for your son.
So whoever you are, thank you for stopping by the party, because you really made our day. You really...
Apparently. And apparently some of your evenings as well.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man. It's a very friendly young lady. I thank you for showing up, man.
Oh, well, it didn't work.